You are listening to Prepare the Way of the Lord, an Advent devotional. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
They went each to his own house, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning, he came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and placing her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women, so what do you say?" This they said to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. And as they continued to ask him, he stood up and said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." And once more he bent down and wrote on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the older ones, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more." Here ends the reading. Lutherans in particular believe that it is critical to rightly discern the law and the gospel of God. St. Paul writes to Timothy, his beloved child, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth." 2 Timothy 2:15. In a sermon for New Year's Day 1532, preaching on Galatians 3:23-34, Martin Luther said, "This difference between the law and the gospel is the height of knowledge in Christendom. Every person and all persons who assume or glory in the name of Christian should know and be able to state this difference." This difference or distinction is something every pastor tries to convey to Sunday school students, confirmands, and lay members. It's especially challenging when reading a passage like the gospel appointed for today, which is both law and gospel at the same time. And how's that so? Rightly handling the word of truth means rightly understanding how it may be both law and gospel, depending upon who's hearing the word. In our passage, those who are all too ready to condemn the woman caught in adultery believe they were righteous in their judgment, standing with stones in hand. However, Jesus calls them out, saying, "Fine, whoever is without sin, let him cast the first stone." And here the Lord convicts every one of the self-righteous scribes and Pharisees, for as every sinner in the eyes of God deserves death, who would presume to throw the first stone? Because the wages of sin is death, and all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, all are convicted by the law. At the same time, the bad news that we are all sinners deserving death is also good news in that we have, with the woman in adultery, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. He is gracious and merciful, saving us, then calling us to respond, saying, "Go and sin no more." Please join me in prayer. Lord our God, we thank you for the law which convicts and the gospel of Jesus Christ which saves. Empower us by your grace to truly go and sin no more. Amen. A suggested Advent action. Do you know someone in need of a word of grace and mercy? Then give it.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.